Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to be speaking about e-cigs, wishful thinking at best. We have many producers of e-cigarettes who really want you to believe that by purchasing their gadget for a few hundred dollars and then buying the cartridges that go with them, that you will indeed be able to stop smoking. Well, I have a question for you. If ingesting nicotine worked, regardless of the method used, do you think that maybe the transdermal nicotine patches would have worked better than they do at 15% success? In fact, regarding those patches, which have been on the market for several years now, I can tell you that many of my clients have tried them, and interestingly enough, they continue smoking while they're on them. One needs to ask oneself why one would feel necessary to smoke when they're getting the nicotine straight into their system anyway. It's because smoking is really a trigger response, and people like the effect of actually bringing that cigarette up to their mouth and blowing on the smoke. It's actually when they blow out the smoke and then do an inhale deeply that they get that relaxation response. 1 out of 4 breaths, based on the research that I've read. So this brings us to the whole notion of this whole idea of these e-cigarettes. One is using an e-cigarette in order to cut down and hopefully stop smoking. However, the research so far doesn't prove that that's what's happening. Sometimes people are able to cut down a bit with its use, but they're still taking in nicotine. They have no idea how much nicotine they're taking in because the FDA doesn't do anything to test the products. And worse, they are making these things in fancy colors with flavors like cotton candy that would be very enticing to a younger smoker, mainly the teenagers. And then the e-cigarette makers tell us that they are not advertising or making products for children. Well, I don't know that many adults who like cotton candy, really. So who else could they possibly be advertising these things to? Now, that is bad enough. However, because these things smell good, meaning the cartridges with the nicotine in them, there have been several reports of young children getting into them and getting very ill as a result of the nicotine poisoning. So if you are going to use these things, please keep them out of the reach of children, especially young toddlers who might be crawling around and might come upon them in their investigations, because kids of this age are very curious about everything. It's how they learn. Now, I would love to say that I am really smart and have come up with this concept. However, I would have to give Sam, my web guy, the credit for coming up with this whole idea as to why it may be that people who use e-cigarettes may be actually using them. As we all know, in society today, it is rather looked down upon to be a smoker. Smokers find themselves being forced outside in all kinds of weather, and up here in Boston, where it can get rainy and cold, and where it's snowy, or even with sleet coming down, these folks still have to go outside to have their butts. Not very comfortable, to say the least. However, how about this whole idea of getting an e-cigarette? Not because you really want to quit smoking, because, you know, they're going to be getting the nicotine anyway, but rather because it looks like they're stopping the smoking habit, or at least trying to quit. It is rather looked down upon to be a smoker. And I know that people will tell you who are using these cigarettes that the reason they're using them is to be able to stop smoking. But since when did replacing the substance with the exact substance that you're already abusing help you to stop a habit? It makes absolutely no sense when one thinks about it. You're still putting that stuff in your system, which means that you'll probably be hooked on these e-cigarettes. And in fact, what they are finding is an increase in teen usage of these e-cigarettes. In fact, there was a 2011 study that demonstrated a doubling of the amount of teens using these e-cigarettes, up to 6.3%, with a much higher percentage of these folks more likely to use tobacco cigarettes. So we are actually going backwards in terms of getting teens to stop smoking. If you or anyone you know really wants to stop smoking, the first thing you need to determine are the triggers to your smoking. Once you understand what those are, you can create new and different ways to stop doing it by putting a new behavior in the place of the smoking behavior. You do this by figuring out something easy to do. So, for example, I had one client who, while driving, would smoke cigarettes. He figured that beating out the rhythm of music on the radio on his steering wheel as he drove was a safer way to drive and certainly would preclude him smoking cigarettes. I have many who decide that drinking some nice, healthy water instead of smoking would work as well. And there are people who just take deep breaths in to relax. And then there are those who figure that they can just drop a mint into their mouth. There are many different ways that people can replace the behavior that they once used for smoking. The next thing you need to realize for yourself are the true reasons why you would like to stop smoking. Unfortunately, at least based on my experience working with smokers, health concerns, even emphysema, usually are not enough to do it. However, if one has a grandchild, a lot of times knowing that that grandchild really wants you to be around for when they grow up, that's enough for someone to decide to stop smoking. It's interesting that we human beings many times are more willing to do things for those we love instead of for ourselves. In fact, this is exactly the way that my ex-father-in-law stopped smoking after smoking, I think it was 2 packs of cigarettes for over 25 or so years. When his granddaughter was born, he hired a hypnotist and he stopped smoking in exactly 1 session. It can be done, but the decision to stop has to be first. It's not a need to stop. It's a desire, a want to stop that needs to be there, which is what was the case in my ex-father-in-law's case. So, the best way to stop smoking is to make a decision to do it and replace all those triggers that you have to smoking with some other behavior in the place of smoking. Realizing that smoking is a habit first and foremost, which is why most people are able to stop on their own. Very few really need to get the extra help to do so. With this information, I wish you the best to really stop ingesting the nicotine, which is so damaging to your body. If you figure out how much money you're spending on your nicotine habit over a period of a year, figure out what else you could do with that money that would bring you so much more pleasure, fun, much better experience than harming yourself with those nicotine products. That alone has helped some of my clients stop their smoking habit. Regardless of what it is that you need to do, realizations you need to have in order to switch your thinking, you too can become a non-smoker should you choose to become a non-smoker and save all that money along the way. And your health, which is even more important, wouldn't you say?
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.